This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number two, the Wednesday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. You dial in and bring up whatever you want. That's 1-800-259-9231. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Coming up, we still have to talk about the sex registry screw-up, big-time mess-up with that. NRA actually doing something worthwhile. An Italian restaurant fined for cruelty to lobsters? All of that and more on the way. Plus, Jason, you're going to tell us about how smart kids apparently are being left behind by government schools. But first, the triple-layer sandwich fence. What is this thing that's going on here, Manwich?
Well, it's an AP article from today, and it's really long and goes into the whole immigration debate. But essentially here in the front it says, Washington, the Senate voted to build a 370 miles of triple-layered fencing along the Mexican border Wednesday and clashed.
Isn't the border 3,000 miles
long? Well, we're just going to put it in pieces and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Not to mention 500 miles of vehicle barriers.
Okay. Got it.
I'm not saying that anything that they can do will stop immigration,
right.
Illegal immigration. People want to come here, they're going to get here.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Will the fence go underground as well? Is it going to just be, is it going to be a huge fence, like 15 feet underground, 20 feet above ground?
What are
the details?
Those are the details.
Oh.
What, you think the Senate has any details? They're just trying to, oh, the president's an amnesty, and, they're complaining about everything.
Right.
You know, the Republicans in the Senate want one thing, the Democrats want another, the
right.
Republican White House wants something, and everybody's trying to get their little thing pushed through.
They
know
that
the president is a lame duck and everybody hates him, so they don't want to side with him. They certainly don't want anything that sounds like amnesty. It's just posturing by the politicians. So we'll build a fence.
Election year.
A 370-mile fence.
Ooh.
That's only a tenth of the border.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's ridiculous.
We'll protect a fraction of Arizona.
Well, it doesn't even matter. They could build a wall.
No, it doesn't.
They could build a wall 100 feet high, electrically charged, border ninjas, the whole nine yards.
Right.
And then they'll just start taking boats from the tip of Mexico, boat in a semicircle about 30 miles, and end up in California.
Or maybe boat across to Louisiana or Mississippi.
Boat anywhere.
Right. So was that it, man? Was there was more?
I can read the.
I just wonder if there was more details on the fence itself. They just said we're going to make a fence.
Absolutely.
What's the triple layer thing about?
The prison fences are double layered. So this is going to be better than a prison fence.
So is it going to be made? Is it going to be chain link?
Ian, these people don't have any idea what they're talking about. All right, they have no idea.
But they passed
legislation. We'll put a triple fence up there.
Right.
And we'll stop it. It was 370 miles because that's how much we need. they're just idiots.
And how much money?
You've got lawyers fixing border problems.
Right.
Please, let's let the people at the border handle their own problems. The people with the private property there can handle it. If I've got varmints coming onto my land, I can put up mole traps.
Yep. That's right.
You know, I know how to handle what's going on my land. I don't really need you lawyers in Washington, D.C. figuring it out for me. Posturing so that you can get elected the next go-round.
Maybe they could build some tiger traps, with palm fronds on top of the big hole in the ground. That way, when they come over and jump over the fence, they actually fall through the palm fronds.
And onto sharpened bamboo.
Right. They don't have palm fronds over there, do they?
Where?
In Arizona, they have palm
fronds? They have imported palm trees.
Okay.
Yeah. But they don't grow
that
wild.
That way you could get up in the morning and check your tiger trap and see if you got yourself any immigrants.
It passed, by the way, 83-16.
You know what they could do is provide an incentive for the people living on the private property on the border.
Mm-hmm.
Say, for every immigrant you catch in a tiger trap, we'll give you X amount of dollars. Just like they did with the Native Americans. Say, you bag yourself an engine, we'll give you a couple hundred bucks.
We're being facetious, of course, on this issue, but wow.
It's nuts.
So
I just can't imagine that these guys, they're so bad at this crap. 370 miles of fence, really? It's not like the immigrants even have to go that far to get around, because this is 370 miles of fence, probably near Brownsville, and then El Paso, and then Laredo. And I don't even know. I'm just naming off Texas towns. I know that San Antonio is near the border, too.
They're just going to make it a little more difficult.
Right, they're going to go near metros. Ding, 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 ding. That's just Texas, by the way. There's four more states on the border.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, no doubt. So that's 370 miles of fence. It just means they've got to go out into the desert. You know, it makes their drive a little longer.
Well, yeah. this is just the beginning, man, which these lawyers, they like to think up laws because that's what they do, and they're going to come up with, you know, restrictions on businesses. They're going to strengthen the national identification card. I mean, who knows what else is going to come down the pipe, because it's election year, and the polls are showing that people are concerned with this immigration issue. Most people don't understand it at all. They just have an emotional reaction to it, and so therefore they want to keep people out because, they don't understand the issue. They don't understand how it's going to affect their freedoms if they have all these laws passed. But who knows what else they're going to do before November to try and snag some more votes, because a lot of these guys are going to be up for re-election this year. And they want to do whatever it takes so they can stomp around during election season and say, look what I did. I voted for the new fence, the triple-layer fence. And look, I voted to make it so all employers have to check your identification with the federal government before you get a job.
Yeah, all right.
Did you see the Real ID passed through the Senate, too?
They passed. Wait, Real ID passed last year. What are you talking about?
There was some other provision or something that passed today. And it's
I didn't know about this.
You know, I figured it was something that you'd have, so I didn't even save it. You're such a Real ID fanatic, and
I can't see everything that you know that hits the news. So.
Yeah, it's not something that really floats my boat.
Understood.
We already have all kinds of identification.
Well, it's going to get more nationalized. The larger the clamor is for this immigration crackdown, the larger the clamor is going to be for a national identification card. Because when I do the world's smallest political quiz, when I do an Operation Politically Homeless booth, one of the questions on the quiz is there should be no national ID. And most people don't understand the question at all. They don't even realize the implications.
Yeah.
They don't understand that there is such a thing.
They have a state ID as opposed to a national one.
Right. They don't understand that there is such a thing as Real ID, so they're totally in the dark. But once they start understanding the idea behind a national ID, the first place a lot of them go to is, well, that would protect us from the immigrants, wouldn't it? So it's really not going to be a big jump for the federal government to get people on board with this national ID train with this immigration scare. It's not going to be hard for them to do that at all.
I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, it's disturbing.
I don't know. I know that there are problems with it. From an intellectual standpoint,
with a national ID,
we already. What's to stop a state from requiring me to give my DNA?
Nothing.
Blood.
Well, now what might stop it would be enough people saying no.
Well,
enough people standing
enough people
up.
But really, do you think that would happen?
No.
But with a national ID, what's to stop it? Stop people enough people from saying no. Now you have the opportunity for more people to say no.
Right. Well, there are going to be people saying no, at least in New Hampshire, and I'm sure there's some other places around the country.
That's my only point, is I just don't think a national ID card is the biggest issue in the world. I don't think it's terrible, but it's certainly not one that scares me that much. But then again, I live completely above board.
Yes, you do.
Yes. I pay my taxes.
So would you accept the national ID then?
Yeah, I probably would. We already have it.
Well, no, not really.
Well, why not?
Because they're still done by the states, and they haven't adopted Real ID quite yet.
They're all the same, Ian.
There's still a chance that
they're all the same. Well, oh, really? What's the difference?
I think some of them still have Social Security numbers.
Right,
on them.
The dumb ones.
Okay.
The real jackhole states have Social Security numbers on their driver's license.
You're part of the problem, Manwich, because you're going to accept the national ID card.
I'm
going
to have to.
No,
I have to
not.
Do business
you don't
and stuff.
No, you don't have to, because if enough people that thought the way that you did, that thought, gosh, this isn't that great of an idea, but I need to do it so I can do business. If enough people who are thinking that way would actually refuse it, then there would be an entire alternative underground for business out there for people that don't have the national identification card. But the more people there are like you, the more difficult it's going to make it on the people that actually do have the courage to say no to national ID. Because the people that do say no to national ID are going to have their travel restricted. They're going to have their job choices restricted.
Can't get a bank account.
They're going to have their bank accounts. They're going to have their freedom restricted. And the burden's going to lie on you for accepting this tyranny.
And can't drive, I'm sure.
More on the way here. 800-259-9231. We got people, they want to talk about immigration, Real ID, and whatever it is that's on your mind. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabyte know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabyte has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabyte.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabyte, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com where we have updates. You get signed up for the updates. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to know that you need to know about the show. Get on the list by going to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that is updates.freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project First 1000. Are you going to just talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
I'd like to just touch on the First 1000 for a moment.
the top 10 today. Come on, get your requests in. 800-259-9231. That's Audio Slave and whatever the hell it was. I don't remember. I've intro'd that song before. I don't remember.
Like
what it
a
is.
Stone.
Oh, okay.
The rock supergroup.
Yeah. All right, so we're back on, and Jason was just telling us before we had a technical difficulty there that you were on for the first 1,000 pledge, which
I
think is fantastic.
I am.
And your brother is actually a member of the Free State Project.
He
is. Doing first 1,000 as well?
Not yet.
It'll work on him.
Yeah, he'll do it eventually, just like me.
The reason I wanted to just touch on a little bit more was because the Free State Project has sent out a bunch of really nice-looking trifold brochures advertising first 1,000, and hopefully you gotten your hands on one. If you're already a Free State Project member, you should go and get all the details on it at freestateproject.org, because we need to get to 1,000 by the end of this year. There is a deadline on this, and we're currently at like 275 or somewhere around there, so we're a good quarter of the way there, but we've only got about half a year remaining, so we need to pick up the pace. First 1,000, freestateproject.org. All right, so to the phones we go. Let's talk to Mike in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello, Mike.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Mike.
Do you guys endorse the Free State Project?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Indeed.
We're all members.
Okay. So you appreciate the notion of wanting to be around other people who understand the basic principles by which, you know, you maintain a free state.
Of course. On a voluntary basis, you betcha.
And I would have to say that there's really no there's no other way we're going to see freedom.
Okay. Yeah, can you understand that it's counterproductive to import people who don't understand those principles?
Would you say that the people that came to this country previously didn't understand those principles? Like perhaps, you know, Italians or Irish people, they just wanted the fruits of freedom.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
You're lumping together Italians and Irish and other people.
Those are the immigrants that came to mind.
Who at least were literate and hence some understanding of your...
Are you kidding me?
Whoa.
You're out of your mind if you think they're literate.
That who's literate?
The Italians that came over here. The poor, the hungry, the tempest tossed.
Yeah.
Well, by a much wider margin than the crop that we're...
I think you're just making that up, Mike.
Right, right. That's right. Mexicans are by and large much dumber than the rest of the world.
Well, they're much more ignorant and illiterate.
Where do you get this from, dude?
Oh, come on, guys.
This was 100 years ago.
This is basic sociology.
Yeah, I mean, Mexicans have brown skin. They're dumber than us.
You guys make a joke of this, and yet, you know, those of us who live down here on the border, it's not a joke to us.
Well, look, man, it's not like I've never met a Mexican before.
Congratulations.
We live in Florida, in case you don't know. There's plenty of them around here.
They pick our fruit, too. Yes, I've worked with scores of Mexicans, and I can say that they are basically harder working than Whitey.
You know, I listen to you guys night after night, pat yourselves on the back for what broad-minded liberal thinkers you are, and you guys haven't a clue. I mean, the numbers of leprosy and TB cases have gone up exponentially in the last few years as a direct result of this stampede across the southern border.
Before you go any farther on that, then why are they reporting bird flu, which has really killed no one? Why is that the big news story?
Yeah,
if leprosy
the TB
and
outbreak?
TB are sweeping the nation, then why hasn't CNN said anything about it? Because I'll have to take your word for it. I can't say, well, no, it hasn't, but...
Well, I happen to be a pathologist guy.
Okay.
I get morbidity and mortality on a weekly basis, and
so you're a doctor, sort of.
I'm not trying to make fun.
Okay, I don't know. I mean, you're a caller to me. Now you see many more cases of leprosy and TB. Now leprosy, it's my understanding, is not transferable like they say. Is that so?
Well, of course it's infectious.
Okay, so leprosy
is
very...
Isn't that where your skin falls off?
Yes.
Why do you think you put people in colonies?
Why do I think it is? I think that there was a misunderstanding, and I have been told that leprosy is, in fact, not as nearly as contagious as they say it is, or not contagious at all, that people just believe that. Remember, they used to burn witches at the stake, doctor.
Oh, well, okay, granted, but there's a new leprosy colony in East Texas as a direct result of this immigrant invasion.
How could I find out about this leprosy colony, sir?
Call up the Texas State Health Department.
Okay. Now, and the TB cases. Now, TB is not unknown in the United States by any stretch of the imagination, right?
Well, of course not.
Okay. So they're bringing all these in. How come we don't see news stories of this sweeping the nation?
Well, how come we don't see news stories of Mexican armed federales and military shooting at our sheriff's deputies and border patrol? Because it's politically incorrect to actually put a spotlight on the real problem, which is a true invasion of the southern border.
I find it hard to believe that an alarmist news group, like Fox News, for instance, taking usually the so-called conservative position on things, would not be reporting on these ideas. It would get them ratings through the roof. I mean, all the anti-immigration zealots out there would be locked in to see that coverage. I think it's ludicrous to suggest that they wouldn't cover that.
You've got to be kidding. You've got Rupert Murdoch meeting almost on a daily basis with Hillary Clinton. These people
are
just hardcore socialists.
You're going to tell me that Fox News is not trying to pander to conservatives?
I know this is going to come as a shock to you, but they're not fair and balanced.
Obviously, they're not fair and balanced. I've never claimed that they are. It seems to me that they are skewed towards the right wing.
No, these are elitists, just like CNN, just like just like CBS. They are. They represent the big money boys, and they will sweep under the rug any story that's inconvenient.
Okay. So basically what you're telling us here is that you're willing to have a police state in America to protect you from tuberculosis.
No, I didn't say anything about a police state.
Well, you're not saying anything about it, but that's what you're going to get, Mike.
Control the border like every other country in the world does.
Like, I don't want to be like every other country. I hope America is not like every other country,
doctor. I'd like to be in a free country. Thank you so much.
Well, yeah, and that's why you guys are moving off to New Hampshire, because, it's such a free country.
No, it's not a free country. That's exactly why we're moving off to New Hampshire.
Well,
and we're tired of people calling for more government control. In this case, you're calling for big government at the borders, and you're going to have some unintended consequences, my friend. Just you wait. You'll see. Thanks for the call, man. Call us again.
Thank you, Doctor.
800-259-9231. It's inevitable when you create government programs to solve a perceived problem, you only create more problems. It's happened time and time again. Or on the way, your show, Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Dango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff on our site. It's all for free. The wiki is there as well. That's W-I-K-I, wiki. freetalklive.com. Everything you'll see on the wiki has been created by the listeners. We flipped it up, turned it on, and let you guys go to town. You created over 650 unique pages full of information about the show, the hosts, the guests, the callers, I mean, a variety of things. The issues we talk about, all there for you. You can edit it if you see something you think is wrong. You can add something brand new to it. wiki.freetalklive.com. In fact, speaking of wikis, the wiki is based on the idea of Wikipedia, which is a website that anybody can, again, edit and add to. It's an online encyclopedia. So we went to the Wikipedia during that last break to investigate leprosy, because we just had a someone who claims to be a doctor, and we have no reason to disbelieve him.
Sure.
True.
Just had someone who claims to be a doctor on the line claiming that there's a leper colony in East Texas, because apparently the immigrants have that leprosy and they're coming
here. I thought
it was
West Texas, he said.
Whatever.
In either case, it's those filthy Mexicans given these good, clean, pure blood Americans leprosy and TB.
Well, actually, as it turns out, yes, leprosy is indeed an infectious disease, so you can catch it. However, today, according to Wikipedia, leprosy is easily curable by multi-drug antibiotic therapy. Now, they had a tough time with it back in the 1200s, but today it's
according
no problem.
According to WebMD, leprosy is a chronic infectious disease of humans caused by the bacteria Macrobacterium leprae. For many years, it was considered a mysterious disorder associated with some type of curse and personal disease.
Whoa, hey!
Were isolated and ostracized. Today, there's an effective treatment and the disease can be cured. There's no longer any justification. According to WebMD, any justification for persons for ostracizing, isolating people with leprosy.
So I guess, doctor, you should have been keeping up on those medical journals. You would have known that.
The thing is, we don't know everything, and what they say on WebMD and Wikipedia is certainly valid, but
yeah,
I don't know.
I would say more valid than
a guy calling in a talk show.
Yeah.
It's difficult to know. You never know. Maybe
so,
he knows something we don't.
And that brings
I can't find anything, by the way, on the internet, searching Google.
About the colony?
Leper colony,
no.
Texas.
I looked, too. I couldn't find anything.
I can't find anything.
How about that?
That doesn't make it, you know, obviously if you do have a leper colony in Texas, I don't know if they have their own website. Come to the leper colony. Take a warm back teen bath with our lepers. I mean, who wants to do that crap, right?
And that brings me to...
Curable my foot. I'm not getting in there.
That brings me to the point about... let's readdress the claim that the immigrants...
What's that floating by?
...are bringing all sorts of diseases here. Well, okay, if we actually had a free market in medical technology, even if there was some sort of dangerous disease they were bringing over here that we couldn't handle, the marketplace would easily come up with cures for this because, well, that's what the market does. When people are sick, it helps them get through it. In this case, the marketplace has provided a cure for leprosy, which was previously considered incurable, previously considered an infection by the devil or whatever.
The government didn't fix leprosy.
No.
No,
did they fix
the government? The government made leper colonies, though. They managed to do that crap.
Indeed. So let's let people come here and live freely, which is the way America's supposed to be. And Mike accused us of running off to the free state as though we're running to get away from...
we're leaving America to be taken over by the Mexicans.
Hey, Mike, if I get my way up in the free state, and that is we can get it to be a truly free state with open borders on all sides, because there are two international borders up in New Hampshire. There's the Canadian and the international border with the ocean as well. Man, I think we should open up the invitation to all those that have been rebuffed at the border of the rest of America. Come on up. Come on up to
Can you imagine how great the economy would be there with all
It'd
those immigrants?
Stellar.
It would be.
We would have just the cheapest products, the best service, the greatest competition for jobs, the greatest competition for everything. And that would, of course, make everything better.
It would.
But these people are scared of competition. These people want protectionism. Yep. They want protectionism from their jobs being allegedly taken by Hispanics. And all you're going to get, as I pointed out before, is unintended consequences. You're going to be sorry. You don't think you are now, but just wait.
Sure. You want what you want. Like the kid who wants his birthday cake.
And the government
eat the whole thing.
Is not
going to have a sick stomach later. He doesn't know it.
Your government's not going to give you what you want. It may appear
that
way. It never
does.
It may appear that way. You might get a big old fence. I mean, it might take them 50 years to put it up. You know how government's slow about doing everything.
And I also resent being said that I'm liberal and open-minded. I don't feel like I'm liberal.
No.
I'm a conservative. Really. I'm liberal in the sense that I don't think I should enforce my conservative values on somebody else because that's their more because that's what I think. Come
let's,
on.
Let's go to the phones. Your show, your calls. Talk to Noah in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hello, Noah. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, Noah.
Hey, Noah.
What's on your mind?
I just wanted to remind everybody that according to the Constitution, Article 4, Section 4, talks about protection against invasion. And it was mentioned earlier that having big government on the border is going to, have repercussions later.
Yeah.
And, that may be. I don't believe in big government, but it's already a part of the Constitution as it stands now that as individual states, we have the agreement with the federal government. The federal government was made to protect individual states against invasion, and we're being invaded now.
That's a jump in logic, Noah. Because what you're saying is you're saying that the Mexicans are coming across and they're invading us. Now, do you think that the founding fathers were saying, when they said invaded, do you think they were thinking to themselves large-scale immigration? Or do you think they were thinking an army from another country with guns in their hands?
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what's going on down there.
Really? There's an army with guns in their hands taking over?
Oh, you didn't hear the Mexican army mobilized. They're ready to invade.
Well, the Mexican army is escorting drug runners into this country, and they're also firing on the border patrol down there.
Do you think the CIA isn't... what about our border patrol? Aren't they escorting drug runners into this country, too?
I haven't heard that.
Drug runners pay people off.
The border patrol has lost 70 members of the border patrol since 9/11 down there, and that hasn't really been mainstream.
Okay.
What?
So...
The border patrol
is
has lost 70.
It is a war that's going on down there, and...
You mean lost them to gunfire? Is that what you're saying?
Well, he's alluding to it. He's not actually saying it. Like, they could have had a heart attack on the job. He's just saying they lost it because he read that number somewhere. But, statistics are a little slippery.
Yeah. So you're saying that there is some sort of an invasion by the Mexican government? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's pretty much a fact that Vicente Fox down there is, encouraging people to come across the border illegally. And that's what it amounts to, is they are breaking the laws of this country.
Well, I do agree that Vicente Fox and his government, which is, it's in a shambles, probably largely due to the pressures of the United States, messing around. We just told him, you can't legalize small amounts of drugs. So, we're treating them as our vassal. But, Vicente Fox does encourage people to go across. I'm sure that the whole Mexican government does. They want the money to come back in. And
right.
Who can blame them?
Right.
Does it make it right? What do you mean, does it make it right?
Well, they're breaking the law.
Hey, what if your girlfriend works in the next county? Is it okay for you to take money out of that county and bring it back to your county?
Have you ever broken the law before? Let's talk about that. Hang on, buddy. 800-259-9231. It's Noah on the line from KGEZ. Hopefully he'll be patient, because I want to find out if he's ever broken the law. Because he's touting that as though, you can't break the law in America. The law is sacred. 800-259-9231. I know I've broken some laws. How about you, boys?
Yep.
Of course.
We'll find out. More coming back. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Tired of constantly searching for the products you need to lead a naturally healthy lifestyle? No more searching, thanks to EcoViva. EcoViva is your one-stop shop to finding natural and organic products at a reasonable price. Find everything from environmentally friendly, non-toxic cleaning products to natural personal care items. EcoViva also offers a wide variety of organic teas, baby care products, and home air purification. Looking for that special gift? EcoViva has that naturally perfect gift you're looking for.
We here at EcoViva always strive to do everything within our means to satisfy our customers. Whoever thought shopping could be good for your health? Visit www.ecoviva.com and shop in our unique online store. That's www.ecoviva.com. Or call 866-680-8484 to learn more. That's 866-680-8484 for EcoViva.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality because you expect the very best. We provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both there for you on our website at freetalklive.com. We go back to the phones, back to Noah in Montana. Noah, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. So, Noah, we were talking about immigration, and you basically said that you consider this an invasion because, according to you, the president of Mexico has apparently asked his own citizens to come into America for the purposes of what again? What was the reason for that? Noah, are you still there with us?
Yes, I'm here.
What was the reason why he had allegedly asked Mexicans to come to America?
Well, I don't know, but according...
You don't know, but you know he did.
Well, that's just a report that I've heard.
I see. Okay, so you've heard it somewhere. Well, let's move on, because you said one of the reasons why you think this is such a bad thing is because they're breaking the law. Now, what laws have you broken in your life? Be honest.
Well, I was trying to think about that, because I knew you were probably going to ask me,
mm-hmm.
Seeing as this is kind of a...
Marijuana?
Here.
Smoked some pot?
Well, yeah, I have.
Underage drinking?
Did you drink underage?
Yes, I have.
Speeding?
Actually, no.
Oh, come on. You've never sped?
Well.
Do you think you had enough marijuana on you, by the way, to be a felony? Because coming into this country is without the proper paperwork is not a felony.
Really? Really?
Well, I know this is kind of a, like I said, this is kind of a trap, and I know based on principles.
It's not a trap. Oh, wait a second. Now, hold on. This is very
it's a really
real logical
big
stuff.
Difference between, you know, speeding and...
Oh.
We all know, well, we all know, and like I said, a trap.
But the law's the law, Noah.
No, listen, Noah. Law is something somebody made up to enforce their opinion and their will on someone else. Now, look, there were laws about slavery in this country 150 years ago. Were those good laws? Would you have helped enforce those?
Well, slavery was the way things were done back then. I'm not saying that it's right, and I'm not defending it. But
it's the way things were done because it was the law.
You would have defended it back then, is what you're saying? No, because it was the law?
Well, if I was a plantation owner and didn't have, you know, machinery to do the work, and, you know, the rest of the country was dependent upon,
you would have held human beings on your property against their will.
How about Jews, if you were in Germany and, like, some Jews needed a place to stay, and you were supposed to, it's your job to report them. It's your job
to
report them.
It's the law.
It's the law that you report them. Would you report them so that they would be taken away to the concentration camps and gassed, or would you...
That's the way it was.
Because that's the law, Noah.
That's how it was back then. Because it's the law.
And it's okay, right? Because it's in Germany, and they were killing Jews at the time, and that's the way it was.
Well,
see, I think it's interesting, Noah, that you have this... You started out sounding as though you had this great reverence for the law.
Yeah.
But when you...
The law's freaking disgusting.
When we called you out on it, you had to admit to actually having broken some laws, but then you said, oh, well, those laws, they're silly. So it's okay because you think that some laws are...
I'm not saying they're silly laws. I'm not saying they're silly laws. I'm against... marijuana. I've grown up quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
So why did... when you were a kid and you smoked pot, why did you break the law?
Well...
Will you go and turn yourself in and spend 10 years in jail for all the pot that you smoked? Will that make your life better?
Well, I've actually, you know, come clean on all those things because I, you know, I'm a former Marine, and so you kind of have to divulge those things.
Well, that's good that you've come clean and everything, but they didn't make you spend any time in jail over it, did they? How about the 700 million? How about the 700,000 people in America that were arrested last year for marijuana possession? You just got lucky, didn't you? You didn't get arrested when you were smoking pot.
Well, how about all the people down there, you know, protesting against illegal invasion of this country, and American citizens are getting arrested? Meanwhile, we can't arrest, you know, illegal aliens in this country because they're not within the jurisdiction of the law enforcement down in the area.
What?
I guess you haven't heard about that either.
I don't really hear about a lot
that's going on down there. You're just somehow defending illegal immigrants that come into this country.
They have
no constitutional rights because they're not American.
Whoa, hey, that's disgusting coming out of the mouth of a Marine. The Constitution doesn't give anybody any rights, man. The Constitution outlines them. You make me sick saying stuff like that.
You should know the Constitution a little bit better. The Constitution...
Those people have rights because they're human beings, not because the Constitution said they did.
Are they?
Well, let's just shoot them all. Let's kill all the brown people, huh, Noah?
I'm not a racist like you trying to insinuate. Right.
Well, you certainly talk like one.
I think we should put a minefield down the border. Maybe
that's a great idea.
What about the Canadian border?
He would have kept the black people on the plantation. You heard him.
Everywhere. A few of them lose their lives because of mine blasts.
Wait a minute. Now, who's going to pay for those mines?
I'll pay for them out of my own pocket.
Oh, okay. But you don't want the tax. You don't want the taxpayers to pay for them.
We don't want to pay for all the time anyway. Might as well pay for something.
No. Hang on a second there. Let me just understand something.
I don't think a fence is going to do any good, but maybe a minefield.
You want a minefield? Okay. Now it's going to cost a lot of money. Now you're going to do it on a voluntary basis. You're not going to ask for any tax dollars for your minefield. What about the areas of the country where there aren't private property? Do you want to mine private property, or do you want to mine the roadways and that sort of thing?
I'm sure a lot of the people that own private property down there wouldn't mind, you know, getting a hold of some of that ordinance.
Who's paying for it?
Well, I said that I would volunteer to pay for it.
Okay, but who else is going to pay for it?
I would be in favor of, you know, taxes, my tax dollars being used.
But wait, now hold on. What if I'm not in favor of it?
Well, that's all you, but you're seem intent on defending illegal immigration.
What are you going to do to me if I don't pay my taxes? What are you going to do if I don't pay taxes to support your minefield?
You probably don't pay taxes.
Yeah, you're darn right I don't, because I don't support tyranny.
I pay mine, and I'm ashamed.
I don't support tyranny, and I don't support oppression like you do. Thanks for the call, Noah. 800-259-9231.
What a sick ass.
It was awful.
Yeah.
Keeping black people on the plantation because that's the way it was done.
Wow, I'm stunned. Nice. More on the way, your show, Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
You know, it's a pretty disturbing call we just got done with, boys. And to have actually somebody in this day and age come on the air and actually say they would have been a slave owner because that was the way things were back in the day.
Yeah, forget what's right, and forget for standing up for freedom and liberty and doing the right thing.
Oh.
I mean, God knows a Marine wouldn't do that, right? I'm sure that, I'm not talking down Marines. What I'm trying to say, it didn't come out exactly right, is just that a man that took an oath to defend our Constitution
doesn't even know what it means.
I am so ashamed that he said that. And the thing is, Ian, did you hear me ask him the question about turning in the Jews? And
he didn't answer.
He didn't answer it. Why do you think that is?
There are a lot of questions he didn't quite get to answer.
Yeah. I think I saw a few tumbleweeds rolling around during that last segment.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Rob in Montana, listening on KGEZ.
Yeah,
Rob,
you're
on Free Talk Live with
Rob.
Jason and Manwich. You're doing great. What's on your mind?
I don't quite understand you guys.
I'm furious, actually, but go ahead.
The United States should have the right to defend its borders.
Defend
who is
its
it?
Border?
Who what now?
Do we have the right to defend our borders?
Defend them against
people. Let me put it this way. Did you know that I don't know the facts, but I do you know how many people have died in America because of illegal immigrants in our country raping and murdering?
You don't know the facts, but you tell.
Well, it doesn't matter. He's right that there certainly have been illegal and legal and American citizens raping and killing.
Well, No. What you don't understand is, you know what, it's bad enough.
That's right, I'm a simpleton. Go ahead.
Worry about our own criminals without having to worry about criminals.
Right, because all the people coming across the border are criminals.
How did
they lawbreakers?
How did these criminals become my criminals? Is what I want to know. Because they were born in a certain geographic area. Don't you think that's a little abstract in order to make those criminals my criminals and the other criminals their criminals?
Do we have the right to, do we have borders in this country? I don't quite understand where you're coming from.
Well, I'll tell you what, go get a border, bring it back here and show it to me, and then we'll answer the question.
Okay, you know what, where do you live? You live in Florida, right?
That's
yes,
right.
Sir. Yep.
Well, you guys talk about having personal freedoms. What do you think about Americans who work hard every day, who pay their property tax, and they're spending more educating illegal immigrants' kids than they are their own kids?
I think they're a bunch of rubes for paying into a system that takes their money from them by force.
What do you think would happen if you don't pay? Do you pay your property tax?
I do, because I don't want my house to get stolen from me.
Well,
however,
so
I think... I think if more people that were complaining about it actually did something and refused to pay their property taxes, then we'd have a bit of a different situation on our hands.
Exactly. Have you ever seen? You know, I've actually seen cities that are that almost 90% or better people now speak a different language.
Well, I don't know about a city, but we did talk about a place in California where it was like 97% Hispanic,
and then why do I? As you know, my relatives were not English speakers. They came to the country, learned English. Why should I have to spend my money to have things translated in their language because they don't learn my language? See, it's
I agree that you shouldn't have to do that. I think
second
that
of all, how would you, if you owned a home, right? How would you?
I own two.
Okay, how would you like 15, 20 people living in there, bringing the value of the property down because
in my home
it gets run down?
Living in my home.
Yeah, no, what's your next-door neighbor? Your next-door neighbor moved
in. If you don't want that, live in a deed-restricted community where they don't allow that sort of thing.
No.
Thanks for the call, Rob. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show, and hour number three is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.